This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
95% of Uber Eats orders are on time, which is great. Because the only thing I care about more than football is spicy pepperoni pizza for kickoff. But on the off chance your order is late, Uber Eats will give you 3 months $0 delivery fee with a free Uber One membership. Now that's a spicy offer.
On time claim based on latest arrival time shown after order is placed. Offer ends 2/19/2023. Current Uber One members not eligible. Subscription will auto-renew at $9.99 each month, starting 3 months from initial enrollment. See uber.com/uber1 for terms. Benefits available only for eligible stores. Order minimum supply.
Leicester Till I Die TV. Watch and subscribe on YouTube and listen on your podcast platform.
Oh, Matt Elliott here.
Hi, Alan Smith here.
Hey guys, Ian Hume here.
Hi everybody, Jerry Taggart here.
Be sure to watch
Chris and Leicester Till I Die TV
for all the latest Leicester City news and information.
You can also subscribe on YouTube and various social media channels
for the latest updates and news on Leicester City Football Club.
Come on, you foxes.
Back of the net.
It didn't happen in 49, 61, 63 or 69 when they reached the final. But the class of 2021 have delivered. Leicester City are FA Cup winners at last and are history makers at Wembley.
A modern day football miracle. They have blown their rivals away. They have blown us all away in truth. Premier League champions 2016, the amazing Leicester City!
Till I Die TV, your first choice for everything Leicester City.
Tune in
and join in now.
And now, here's your host.
Right, Chris.
All right there, how the devil are we all? Welcome along. Well, it's a bit of a sad day today. This is the last big fat football quiz of the season. We've managed to get a fan in from every club. Well, I say every club that matters. We haven't had a Norwich fan in, but I think they're sort of hiding somewhere, and Brentford. But apart from that, we've done every club. And this is the last one. So a bit of a sad occasion. But don't worry, because we've had a few different quizzes going, which we've sort of seen how they've been working and had pilots for. All you ladies out there, do not worry. Craig will be back next year. We're just devising the right sort of show for him to present. I don't know if any of you remember Chris Tarrant's Man O' Man. Go and Google it. We might be doing that next year with Chris.
It's the Big Fat Football Quiz with Leicester Till I Die TV.
So you think you know your football?
Well, let's see.
There you go. How can you stop ladies having that much fun on a Monday night? Or what? On a Thursday night at 9 o'clock. He will be back, ladies. He will be back. Yep. So it is the Big Fat Football Quiz. Thanks for watching. If you are doing on Leicester Till I Die TV, and if you are, please do what it says down there, which is give us a subscribe, smash the likes, and click the notification bell. We do 5 or 6 shows a week, so you would never miss one. And if you are listening on whichever podcast platform you use, we're on all the big ones and loads of the little ones as well, at Leicester Till I Die, then thank you so much for listening. Brad, good evening. How the devil are you, sir? Nice for you to pop along. Just going to see how it's done. He's yet to win a quiz with us, Brad. But, mate, thanks for popping on. Let's get him in. It is Nicholas Parsons himself. Well, nearly. Do you remember Man O' Man?
I do remember Man O' Man. And if you want to reinvent that, I'm more than happy to present that one.
I don't know about presenting. I think you should take part in it. But you are currently putting the old grey matter to thought to come up with a bit of a different format for next season.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, as I say, ladies, your favourite totty will still be around. We're going to end up with a bit of a local derby on this quiz. Good evening, Spencer. How the devil are you? Thanks for popping along. As we bring in the gentleman from Rich from at Villa Park Pod. How the devil are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you, Chris. How are you doing?
Not three bad.
Not sure what to expect from this, but...
Some have done well, which was just say not so well. Should we say that? I think you're all right if you struggle on the Leicester questions. Yeah, we kind of get that. But if you struggle on your own team's question, that's where you can be let down, isn't it, Craig?
Yeah.
it is. There they are. So there you go. Give me a sneak preview.
Yeah, thank you.
Very organised.
Thing is...
You obviously, haven't got another screen that you can freeze that on, have you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the last one, so you may be a victim here of us not going out with a whimper. So,
oh dear.
Now your links are in the details below on YouTube, Rich. But just give a shout out to where people can find you.
Yeah, on Twitter at Villa Park Pod. I also have my own Twitter handle at SouthRich. And then we're releasing pods again now. So we are back on all the main podcast platforms, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple. So yeah, have a look at that. I was just recording our latest episode just before I came on here. So that should be released later on today. So yeah. Check us out, see what you think.
Brilliant. And as Craig mentioned before, congratulations on your signing today. I'm actually just looking at a picture on the BBC website, and there's no opposition player in sight, and it does look like Coutinho's been tackled and about to go down. So not saying he dives at all. You know,
allegedly got rid of one last season. So,
thanks for saying allegedly. TM is in the house. Good evening, TM. Now they see. You know now you're safe, Craig, that she's coming now. She knows that you will be back next season.
Well, I know there's no need to continue watching that game. I think they're 3-0 up, aren't they, Spurs?
Well, they are. The game tonight is all over, I think, bar the shouting for Southampton. What am I saying? For Tottenham. And I think we should just have a quick burst of this. Just for you, TM, just for you. Poor old Arsenal. The problem is, though, if you do live in London, because of this result, of course, this has been issued Thames flood barrier could be closed because of the tears that will be going on in London today. Right, let's get on with the quiz. This is the table as it stands at the moment. So your target here, Rich, is 49 points. Good luck. I'm sure there are easier the questions then, Craig.
They must have been. I clearly didn't make that mistake again.
No. And they obviously work quite easy enough for the Leicester fan. 20 points will get you on the board there, Rich, which is Palace. I'm sure 20 points will be achievable for you. It's a good game. Can't wait for the Arsenal team photos for finishing fifth. And thanks, Chris. Hey, we like to knock a team when they're down. So, do you want to go through the rules, Craig, for the last time? Or
No, Chris. Go on. You do it so well.
Thank you. So, Rich, as you are there, you must be on camera for the whole show. Questions can be timed out rather than will be. We won't rush you into answering, but if I've got a case, if I need a toilet break, then it's gone on that long. I will put a timer up, and you'll see the timer just come up like that in the corner. 30 Chris, second timer. Yeah,
Chris, if you want to go to the loo, I suggest question one of the general knowledge round, the general football round. If you schedule it for that, that may require some thinking time.
Right. Thanks for the heads up, mate. Thanks for the heads up. Rich, you do have three lifelines. One of them, which is Ask Me. That's obviously no guarantee you'll get any points. You get a second guess. So if you can't decide between two and you pick one and it's wrong, you can then go back and pick the other. Or you've got the option to switch the question altogether. But if you want to switch the question, you have to do that before you've obviously answered it, because once you've answered it, you can't then switch it.
Right.
So 20 questions in total, 60 points up for grabs, 5 questions on Leicester, which we start with, which are worth 5 points each, 5 general football questions worth 3 points each, and 10 questions are on your own team, obviously worth 2 points each. And the host says the host decision is final, but what we like to say is we just cover ourselves and say that all the questions came via Wikipedia. So I think that's fair to say, isn't it, Craig?
Yeah, some are from the Premier League's own website, and some maybe from Villa's own website. So they've only themselves to blame.
Yeah, we are totally covering ourselves. Yeah. Right, gentlemen, over to you two.
Cool, right. Oh, glasses well, good
on.
Luck.
Glasses on means business.
He does. Good luck, mate.
5 questions on Leicester City. As I say, you've got those 3 lifelines. A lot of people will use Chris for one of these. And I think on most occasions he's managed to get the Leicester question right. Maybe in the odd one or two. But here we go. Question number one. Who are the main sponsors on the front of the current Leicester City shirt? You saw them at close hand the other week.
Oh, I can't even think. I'll ask Chris because he'll know it.
Well, thankfully, I didn't know this was coming up. But I have sat down low because, yes, it is on the shirt, obviously, and it is FBS.
I think it's quite rare. There's you're sponsored by Kazoo, is that right?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. So neither of us have gambling sponsors, which is quite rare these days in the Premier League.
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
You could have warned me about that one, Craig, just in case I was. Yeah.
5 points on the board. You're only 15 away from catching Palace.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Get myself off to a good start.
Question number 2. So you may remember Villa's dramatic victory over Leicester in the Carabao Cup semi-final.
Yeah.
In January 2020, when an injury time winner from Trezeguet took Villa to Wembley, where they lost to Man City. But which player scored for Leicester in both legs of that semi-final?
Kelechi Iheanacho.
Correct. Would you have got that, Chris?
No. I for some reason, I was thinking all Brighton, but
no.
Well done, sir.
He always scores against Villa.
Yeah.
Apart from the last game. Guessing him
apart from the last game, yeah. Yeah.
Excellent start. Question number three. Which member of Leicester's squad won the African Cup of Nations with Senegal in February of this year?
Is it Mendy? Is that your midfielder?
Are you asking me? Is that your answer?
I'll say him, yeah.
That's excellent. A clean start here. Well done.
My God, the Palace fan is probably sat on the toilet.
I've made these too easy. That's excellent. Well done. Question number four. Which was the first team that Brendan Rodgers managed in the Premier League?
Swansea.
He's knocking him out of the park here, Chris.
I like the fact that you put a twist in there by saying in the Premier League.
Yes.
But I wasn't sure whether Swansea were in the Premier League when he managed them. So because I thought it could have been Leicester. I thought it could have been. No, Liverpool. Sorry, it could have been.
Yeah. Mm. Right. Well,
Palace fans just jumped out the window. Can I just say that?
this one for a clean sweep of the Leicester questions. I don't think it's been. I'm not even sure the Leicester fan got all of his.
No.
So, question five. Who scored Leicester's goal in the 2-1 defeat at home to Everton last Sunday?
Daka?
There you go. What a clean sweep. Fantastic.
Are you a secret Leicester fan, by any chance?
I must be. I must be.
Well, you're already not bottom. Well done, sir.
That's all I needed.
Wow.
You can go now. We'll just call it a day. Well done. Even the Leicester fan, Brad, did not know about the Swansea. So.
All right. There you go.
He didn't know that. Well done. Well done, yeah. Rich. 25.
Rich. Well done.
Yeah. Thank you.
Shall we just
now? I've got to get all the Villa ones right because that'll be even more embarrassing.
I think even Ankit's starting to sweat a little bit now. And he's been top since about week five.
I'm going to end with a flourish.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, fantastic. Clean sweep, 25 points. Excellent.
Yeah.
Right.
Just out of interest, let's just have a look. Where that actually puts you at 25 points, you are already joint with Southampton on 15, so 15th place. So, well done, sir.
Thank you, boys.
Right, let's go. 3 points per question now. General football questions. You still have your second guess, and you can bring on a sub and switch the question if you don't like it. Okay, let's go. Question number one. This is the one that may require some thinking.
Okay.
How many grounds in the Premier League this season have an official capacity of over 50,000?
Right. Six.
That is incorrect. You can have a second guess or save it for later on your Villa questions or one of these others.
I'll save it.
Okay. Chris? Any idea?
I would have guessed 8.
Well, you're both wrong. 7.
Oh.
they are Man United.
Yes.
Spurs. Arsenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
West Ham.
Ah, oh, West Ham.
Man City, Liverpool, and Newcastle.
Yeah. I forgot West Ham.
Did you say Spurs?
Yeah, second.
Yeah.
Did you? Right. Who did I put in then?
Yeah, who did you put in?
Maybe I just can't count. I had forgotten West Ham. I'm going to be totally honest with you.
So you had two others from somewhere else then?
Yeah, well, as I went, Man City, Man United, Liverpool, Newcastle, Spurs and Arsenal. I think I may have put Man City in twice, actually. Well, they can't even fill the stadium once, so they're not going to fill it twice, are they? Thank you.
Okay, question number 2. Can you name any 2 of the 3 countries in England's Nations League group, which starts in June?
Yeah, I was, funnily enough, I was looking at the fixtures. So I've got Hungary and Germany.
Correct. Do you know the other one?
No, I'll just be guessing.
No, Italy is the other one.
Italy, yeah.
Yeah. But Germany and Hungary will do it for you. 3 points.
I had no idea on that one.
Question number 3. Which 2 teams will contest the League One playoff final at Wembley on May the 21st?
Sunderland and Wickham.
Correct. You had that one in the bag, Chris?
No, not the League One. No. I wouldn't have got either of those, to be honest with you.
Question number 4. Which team became the first former Premier League team to be relegated out of the Football League when they were beaten 2-1 by Salford at the end of April?
Oldham.
Correct.
Yeah.
Ended their 115-year stay in the Football League, were one of the original teams in the first season of the Premier League.
Yes, they were.
Win for 2 seasons. Yeah.
Wow. Shocking, that, isn't it?
It is.
Shows what can happen, doesn't it?
Yeah. It does, yeah. And your final question in this round, again, you've been doing very well. Question number 5. Talking of old established teams, Notts County were well known as being the oldest Football League club, but since their relegation to the National League in 2019, who are now officially recognised by the Football League as being the oldest club?
I got a clue. Blackburn.
That is incorrect. Do you want a second guess?
No, I'll save that one.
Save it. Chris?
To be honest with you, I'd be sat here until the next season started. No. I wouldn't have an idea. Just plucking one out of thin air, Chesterfield. I don't know why that came to mind.
Well, if you listen to their own website and a lot of fans, Stoke City think it's them. However, the Football League have now officially declared that it's actually Notts Forest.
I was thinking that.
Formed in 1865. Stoke claim they were formed in 1863, but a bit of doubt has been shed on that, and the Football League are not accepting it. So, Notts Forest.
I just thought that was too obvious.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird, isn't it? I mean, the 2 oldest teams being in the same city.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mind you, I suppose Notts County had to play somebody when they were first formed, didn't they?
Yeah, that's true.
Spencer said Preston and Brad said Rotherham United. I think we all felt like that about Nottingham Forest. But compliments to you here. Rich from Brad, bloody hell the knowledge, you know. Well, you are now on 34 points, if my maths is correct, which it isn't always, if I'm going to be honest with you, which puts you, you've gone above Arsenal.
Wow. Top 10.
Yeah, who hasn't in their time? That's the question. <I'll finish>. Yeah. Well done, sir. Into ninth place. This is impressive. You've got to go back and revisit these questions, Greg.
I know. Well, we shall see. We should see how kind I've been on the
exactly.
Villa.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not saying anything yet.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure you'll do pretty well with these, bearing in mind what you've what knowledge you've shown so far, Rich. Okay, let's go for it. Question number one. Talking of clubs and the years they were formed, Aston Villa are one of the oldest clubs in existence, but in what year were they formed?
1874.
Well, the answer I've got is also 1874, so that's 2 points.
I was getting Google ready then.
Excellent.
This is why the ladies love him, Rich.
Question number two. Villa's current badge was introduced for the 2016-17 season, but what was removed from the previous badge, as it was said to make it difficult to reproduce at a small scale and restricted the size of the lion?
Was it the word prepared? The word prepared?
That's exactly what I've got written down here, the word prepared. Yep. That was removed. What did Villa fans think of that?
The badge thing, I don't think they were too bothered about the prepared thing. I think the main thing, I think a lot of Villa fans like the round badge.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the older Villa fans like the round badge. So I think that's caused more debate, if you like, than the removal of the word prepared. Mm-hmm.
Well, you've got it again. So you've still also got your second guess, and you can bring on a sub as well. So
right,
going very well. Question number three. Villa's last major trophy came in 1996 when they won the Coca-Cola Cup, beating Leeds 3-0 in the final at Wembley. Can you remember who opened the scoring for Villa in that game?
Oh, yes, I can. Savo Milosevic.
It was indeed. Do you know the other two scorers?
Yeah, Ian Taylor and Dwight York.
They're the sort of things you don't forget, are they?
No, of course not.
Yeah, I like asking questions about teams who have won a trophy a lot longer ago than we have. So.
Oh, yeah. It's been way too long. Yeah. Way too long. We keep going about our FA Cup win, but yeah, that you might have a question about that, but yeah.
Question number four. Full house so far. Aston Villa won the FA Youth Cup in 2021, but who did they beat 2-1 in the final?
Oh. I'll have to get another question for that. I haven't got a clue.
Right. Okay. We'll switch that one out. Okay. Here's your sub. Marvellous Nakamba has made 13, well, when I wrote these, which was last week, he's made another one now. So Marvellous Nakamba had made, let's say, 14 Premier League appearances for Villa this season. But for which country has he won 26 international caps?
Zimbabwe.
That is correct. Good switch question there. Well done. Ooh. Question number five. Villa have had a number of high-profile managers down the years, none more so than Ron Atkinson. But who did he replace as Villa manager in July 1991?
Was it Graham Taylor?
It wasn't. You still have your second guess if you want to use it or if you want to hang on to it.
Was it him? If I have my second guess, was it Venglas?
It's a very good use of your second guess. Well done. It was Joseph Venglas.
Wow.
Yeah, you've used
it's
these.
It's about using your lifelines. Well,
exactly.
Yeah.
You've used them the best of anyone that we've had.
Yeah. Brad thought it was Mr. Idea.
Question number six. Only one fan has got all of their own club's questions correct.
Right.
I think it was Everton, wasn't it? Wasn't it the Everton guy?
It was either Everton or West Ham. But it was definitely, only one's done it though. So no pressure.
Well, I've got no more lifelines now.
No.
Question number six. Villa's best finishing position in the Premier League was as runner-up to Manchester United in the inaugural year of the league, 1992-93. But who finished as the club's top scorer that year with 22 league goals?
Dean Saunders.
It was Dean Saunders.
Wow.
Here we go.
We are not worthy.
Yeah. Squeaky bum time now. Question seven. Jack Grealish will always be acknowledged as one of Villa's greatest homegrown players. But which club did he join on loan for the 2013-14 season?
Notts County.
It's far too easy. Correct. Let's hope I've got three stinkers lined up.
I tell you, really, Ankit, I'm surprised he's not messaged me yet.
Yeah. Okay, question number eight. According to the official Premier League stats, in the 2021 season, so last season, only one Villa player played every minute of every Premier League game. That was goalkeeper Emiliano Martinez. But which outfield player played a total of 3,405 minutes, just 15 minutes less than Martinez?
I'm going to go Ollie Watkins.
That's the full house gone, I'm afraid, Rich.
Oh, no.
Sorry, mate. If you had a second guess, who would you have gone for?
Matty Cash.
It was actually Matt Target.
Ah, oh, right, yeah.
Who I thought was a really good player, and I'm surprised you. I mean, you replaced him well, but
yeah. Luke, he's quality. He's absolutely brilliant. But I mean, we probably could have done with Target when Luke Dean was injured for a few games, but he's done well at Newcastle. So all the best to him, you know.
Okay, question nine. Four Villa players have been awarded the prestigious PFA Young Player of the Year award. Can you name the most recent of the four who won the award in 2010?
Ashley Young? No.
Oh, might have to bring the adjudicator in there, Rich.
Yeah, I'll say Ashley Young.
Yeah, we do have to take the first answer in fairness, because obviously the second choice is an option as a lifeline.
Ashley Young was one of the four, so you were correct. He was the second most recent. Before that, it was Gary Shaw, and the first one to win it was Andy Gray. But the most recent in 2010 was James Milner.
Ah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So, was that a correct answer?
No,
it wasn't.
It had to be the first one, the most recent one.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Right. Okay. Sorry.
Right. So, finally, here we go. Question number 10.
Du, du, du.
Which member of Villa's 1982 European Cup winning team was also on the bench for Manchester United when they won the same competition back in 1968? I got to admit, that's a stinky question.
You only really... said you're going to have three stinking questions at the end.
I'm going to go for Jimmy Rimmer.
That is a fantastic answer. Well done. I was shocked when I read that, to be honest.
He started the game, but then he came off for Nigel Spinks.
Yeah. But I remember watching that game, and Peter Wythe did his best to miss that chance in off the post.
The most famous shinner in football, I reckon.
Yeah. I think until Steve Claridge scored for us in the playoff final when he shinned one in.
He was actually
on the bench for Man United when they won the European Cup in 1968.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, before we do the announcement of the scores, as they always do on the best shows, we'll be right back and find out what it is after this. So please do that if you haven't already. Subscribe to the channel, smash the likes and ring that notification bell. It all helps the channel. Well, this is really, really exciting because you're up to eighth position after two rounds with seven questions out of the 10 gone in your own round. You were 1 point off Chelsea. You then got two wrong, but you got the last one right. You end up, if I am correct, Craig, on 50 points.
That's exactly what I've got. Yeah. Wow. Well done, Rich.
Well,
fantastic.
Thanks, boys.
Well done, sir. I mean, that was nail biting.
Yeah, the Leicester ones. Yeah,
you know. Yeah, well, I mean, can I take my answer back now?
No chance.
Rich, just on that, there was a sub question in the Leicester section,
right?
I wonder if you would have got it if you'd have had to sub one out. Can you name any of the five teams Leicester faced in their only appearance in the Champions League?
Seville.
That would have got you the points anyway, so well done. Yeah.
I was impressed when Anki did it, but I mean, mate, to come on, the last one on, and we've got to play this for you.
Oh, God. I'll have what she's having.
Yeah, I know it's normally for a game, but that was really... I mean, to take it at the last minute like that, I'm sure Ankit's just jumped out of his window, like I say, and he's running round. We haven't got a trophy, mate, but I'll put it up the fact that you've won. Well done. I mean,
that's great. Great fun, boys. Thank you for that.
Absolutely. I mean, it says here... Brad says, wow, a last day drama at its best. Yeah, Sky have got nothing on us with all this last Aguero
question
shit.
The last question. I even got two wrong for you just to make it more
interesting. You did that on purpose, didn't you, really? LDH, what a great final round of the quiz. Spencer says, well done. He knows his stuff. He certainly does. And in fairness, I mean... Even if I hadn't got that first Leicester question, to get 4 out of 5 on the Leicester ones was good.
Yeah, brilliant.
Now then, that doesn't sound very nice when I say it that way. No. Ankit from Almighty Blues has obviously jumped back out of his garden, back into his house. He says here, oof. Did I get toppled over finally? Well, Ankit, yes, because you've got there a very, very impressive 49. But Rich, the Aston Villa fan from Villa Park Pod, got 50. It literally, I mean, I tell you what, I was watching the other night on YouTube the Dennis Taylor, Steve Davis snooker final, the black ball, last frame. All, it was one of those moments, wasn't it?
It was. And what you did so well there, Rich, was used your lifelines well.
Yeah.
Got all the questions right when you used your lifeline. So well done.
Yeah. I didn't think anybody would top Ankit, to be honest with you, because he had such a great round. Yeah. And, I mean, it pushes Leicester down to fourth. But I suppose that's still Champions League, isn't it, Craig?
Yeah,
it is. We love that.
So sorry, Ankit, mate. You held it for about 14 weeks, I think, didn't he, Craig?
Yeah,
I think so. Held it for a very long time. And he says there, oh my God, fair play. I did take a screenshot before the table changes. Oh, but you don't take a screenshot of the new one, Ankit.
How many times did Leicester fans take screenshots of the table on the season we won it? Because we all thought we won't stay up there. Every time we were still at top. For a week, we were taking screenshots. Yeah,
every week, wasn't it? You know, yeah. And then when we dropped down for a few weeks, we thought, "Yeah, well, it was good." Yeah. I'm glad I saved it.
Exactly.
Anthony. Good evening, sir. I am well. I'm guessing you're not. To lose to Tottenham, honestly, all I can say is thank God that Arteta signed a new contract. Three more years of this, Anthony. Three more years.
Thing is, what they're doing, the funny thing is, they're giving Spurs hope and then it'll all get snatched away.
Yes, indeed. Man United will make a comeback. You can bet now, can't you? Rich, thank you so much for taking part.
No problem. It's great.
It was more exciting than our 0-0 match, that's for sure.
Oh, definitely. Should have just had that, shouldn't they, for the 3 points?
Yeah,
we will see you next season because you're staying up. So great! Hopefully, not Forest don't come up, and we're still going to be the Midlands Derby. Yeah. But we will obviously do something together for the games next season. So thanks so much for coming on. Congratulations at winning! I'll put something out so you can screenshot it, and just remind everybody, Rich, where they can find you.
Yeah, on Twitter at Villa Park Pod, and also on my own Twitter page at Southern Rich. Also on Instagram at Villa Park Pod as well. And then, check out our episodes. We usually do one a week, sometimes two a week. At the moment, they're all on audio only on all the main podcast platforms, Spotify, Google, Apple. And look out for our YouTube channel, which will be relaunched maybe in pre-season, but certainly before the start of next season. So, look out for that.
It will be a pleasure to play you again next season. Thank you very much. All the best for the rest of the season. Take care, stay safe, and well done.
Cheers well boys. Done, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Cheers, Rich. Thank you. Well done. Bye. Thank you. How impressive was that?
Very.
I must admit, Ankit, I really... he's just given Rich a follow. Nice one, mate. I didn't think Ankit was going to get caught, to be honest with you, this season.
No, yeah. I thought there was a few tough questions in there, but
I mean, at the end, talk about last minute drama. Because I had to check, because when you said young and you said that was one of them, I thought, oh, that's the two points he needs. And then you said a few of them. I'm thinking, like, I'm a bit confused here.
No, it had to be the most recent one, and Ashley Young was there. The one before James Milner.
Oh, God, that's unlucky. Well, he got Rimmer at the end, and
he did. So, which was a good answer. I think he's probably gone on who was the oldest member of that team. So, it's a good shout. As I say, it was a fact that I never knew until I was researching the questions, and just seemed weird that he was on the bench all those years before when Man United won it.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. But, and I'm glad, like I say, that I wasn't sat sort of on that. You should have warned me. But anyway.
I didn't even think, to be honest. Because
no, you wouldn't, in fairness. Yeah, you wouldn't.
I actually changed that question late on. I had a different question. But again, because he was a week late, I had to change some of the questions.
So, yeah, yeah. You said. Well, I'm sure anyway, if you'd come on and seen me that there with it all aglow, you could have gone back to the other question.
I would have done. I'm trying to see what it. Yeah, I'm not sure if I had it. But no, I would have come up with something, that's for sure.
Yeah. Craig, it's been an amazing season with the quiz. We've tried a few different ones, but this has been the one that's carried on throughout the whole season. We're looking at doing something a little bit different next season, but we will let people know as soon as we've decided that. But you will be back, sir. You will be back.
Yes, looking forward to it.
A bit like Arnie.
Indeed. A little bit older, probably a little bit wider.
Well, I don't know. Is this not you? Maybe not. Craig, mate, thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
We'll see each other for you're not here for the preview show for Watford, are you?
No.
And then, of course, next week we've got the preview show for
Chelsea.
Yeah. That's on the Wednesday, and Ankit's coming on that. Will you be free for that one?
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah. We shall have Ankit for company, which will be nice. And then I don't know if you'll be free for the Southampton preview next Friday.
I will double check that one for you, mate. Yeah. Hold on. I'll probably be able to check that now. On the front, I should be at the moment,
no problem. Any changes at all, let me know. And then, of course, after that, we've got the end of season awards.
We have indeed
the Dry Awards,
which
all the players will be sat watching with bated breath to see who we choose. Let's have a look what he says here. Oh, Ankit says, still hoping for consolation runners up trophy. Yeah, you know what you can do. One of the best quiz. Thank you. That means a lot, I'm sure, to Craig as well.
Yeah,
one of the best quizzes, people. Thank you so much. Big up. And Tuesday night, right? Yep, it will be on Wednesday.
Wednesday
night, Ankit. Did I say Tuesday? When I'm probably, because my head's all over the place at the moment, but... It's Wednesday night, Ankit, if that's fine. Any problems, let me know. Craig, young man, thank you so much for everything you've done with the quiz over the season.
You're welcome. I've enjoyed it, and I've learned a lot myself. So,
not as much as me, and I've just learned about Leicester. Thank God. There's a few questions in the season where there've been Leicester questions, and they've already used me, and I'm thinking, thank God I'm not. There's a few there I struggled with, I'll be honest with you. But look, that's it. Thanks very much for all your hard work during the season.
Welcome,
really do appreciate it. Take care, and we'll speak soon.
Cheers, mate. Cheers. Bye, everyone.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Yeah, Ankit, Wednesday, Wednesday, 7 p.m. UK time. We shall have a chat before you probably stuff us the next night. Thank you all so much, like I say, for watching. And if you have been watching on YouTube and you haven't yet done this, please do it. Subscribe along, like, and... whatever the other one was, the bell, set the notifications. And if you've been listening on Spotify on Catch Up, thank you so much for listening as well. So, what is going on the rest of this week? Tomorrow, 7 o'clock, it's the Watford preview, and we'll be joined by TaylorMade Army. If you look up TaylorMade Army TV, I was on his show earlier at 7, so catch that out, doing a preview. And then on Dan's channel, Turf Moor House TV, tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Thanks very much, everybody, for watching, and take care, and I will see you soon. Take care.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye and see you next time.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
That's all, folks.
Some people are on the pitch. They think it's all over. It is now.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.